Do you need entertainment this weekend but paralyzed by the endless options on your streaming services? Far too many movies coming out for you to even consider making a choice. All the albums that you have at your fingertips. My goodness, there's so much to choose from. Well, and fear not, Wayne Mazzagame is here to save you with his weekly recommendations in film, music, and television. It's Wayne's 4x2, four reviews, two minutes each. Wayne, I can barely get the words out of my mouth. I'm so excited. How are you?
I'm good. You're still recovering from yesterday's abysmally hot weather.
Oh, so my goodness.
Much better today. Much better.
I'm still on recharge. I'm still in recovery mode. So half my brain power's committed to that, and the other third, and whatever's left is struggling along with speech.
Fair enough.
Maybe you can help me out, Wayne, with telling us what's been going on in the world of film, music, television, and television.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's start off with the film. Busy time of year. I think I was just mentioning off air. There's five films coming to cinemas today that I'm pretty keen on seeing. But let's go with one I saw last week. It's in cinemas right now. It's called Roof Man, and really, really enjoyed this film. I was pleasantly surprised how much I enjoyed it. It's a new film from Derek Cianfrance, who's made some films I love, like Blue Valentine, The Place Beyond the Pines, which are fairly heartfelt, downbeat sort of films. But this one is a bit more of a lighthearted. It's sort of even a bit of a romantic drama in parts, a bit of a con man film. And it's all based on the true story of a fellow called Jeffrey Manchester, who about 20 years ago was tabbed the roof man in North Carolina. He was an army vet. He came out, he had a small child, but he was divorced and just a little bit hopeless, like quite good at certain things in his life, but quite bad in others. So he's struggling to make ends meet, and he decided a scheme where he would break into the roofs of McDonald's in the middle of the night, wait there in the ceiling, I guess. And when they came in the morning and opened up the safe, he would jump down, steal the money, and use that to buy gifts for his daughter and everything. So he was a kind criminal, you could say, but still a criminal. And he did this over a couple of years, and I think he did about 30 McDonald's and maybe a couple of KFCs. Eventually he got caught. But then he escaped, and this is the main part of the film. He comes out, and advice from a friend is, look, don't go on the run, stay in one spot. So obviously with the experience of breaking into stores, he decides to break into a Toys R Us, and he lives there, finding ways to keep himself afloat and leaving during the day where he actually finds gets into a romantic relationship. So it's quite a unique story. It's all true, and this is just a really entertaining film. Channing Tatum, who's not like the greatest dramatic actor in the world, but he's really well suited to playing this sort of goofy, kind of nice, but also a criminal guy. And it's got a really interesting cast. Kirsten Dunst, who's always very good. Lakeith Stanfield, Peter Dinklage, and even Ben Mendelsohn as a very daggy priest. So really enjoyed this. It's got quite a bit of heart. It's funny in parts. It's touching in other parts. And it's also just a very fascinating story of this roof man from North Carolina. So I'd recommend this. It's just a good, fun time at the cinema. Roof Man out now.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. I saw this movie poster when I was having a look at the Ritz and to see what movies were on it. And this definitely caught my eye. It's bright yellow poster, it just caught my interest. I'm glad to hear that it's quite a good film.
Yeah, I think actually I saw a post on Twitter said that poster, which is very eye-catching, probably doesn't do justice. It makes it look like just a bit of a silly romp, but it's a lot more than that. As I said, it's not heavy-going, but it's certainly got a bit more substance than just a bit of a comedy caper.
Brilliant. What's your next recommendation, Wayne?
Okay, well, here's a show I was looking forward to for season two. I think I might have spoken about season one before, but anyway, let's go with Rogue Heroes, also known as SAS. This is the true story, a bit embellished, but basically the true story of the Special Air Service, which was founded about 1941 in Africa. There was a captain who was like just a bit frustrated the way the war was going, a British captain, and he got approval to form the Special Air Service, which basically do, counter-ops behind enemy lines, go in and just cause havoc. like really great soldiers, but they're all a bit roguish, as the title would suggest. And they would go behind lines, just create havoc for the Germans and become war heroes. So season one was set in Africa, and season two takes off the story in Italy, when it's 1942-43. The Allies are massing everywhere in the on the Western Front, and Italy is the main feature here before the invasion of France. So we see them in Italy, and again, the Special Air Service going in and causing havoc. They've obviously got Italian troops there, but they're sort of like retreating because I think Mussolini dies around this time, and the Germans are surely struggling to stay control. It's just really, really good fun. Over-the-top characters, real-life characters. Some really great actors is Connor Swindell, Dominic West, and especially Jack O'Connell, who I'm a massive fan of. He plays Paddy Mayne, and I have to say, one of the great characters of TV in the last decades, Paddy Mayne, who was obviously a real person, and Jack O'Connell just plays him off to a T. So this is really great fun. If you're into World War II history, you'll really enjoy it more. And this is on SBS. I should have mentioned that. So there's both seasons, only six episodes in each season on SBS. And there will be a third season, and that will detail their work in 1944 in the invasion of France. So great stuff, especially if you're a World War II buff.
Yeah, yeah. This one looks interesting. And this is on SBS?
SBS, yeah. SBS.
Great,
yeah.
Fantastic. So it's
so you get both seasons there.
Yeah, and that's a free service, so you can jump on there and not have to pay.
Exactly.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Just got to get a login, and it's totally free.
Yeah, and Jack O'Connell, for those maybe that name might be ringing a bell, he was recently in the film, oh my goodness. He was in Sinners.
He plays a vital but small role in Sinners, and he plays a very small role at the end of 28 years later.
Right.
But yeah, I'm a big fan of Jack O'Connell. I've loved him in everything I've seen. He's just got so much charisma.
Fantastic stuff. All right, Wayne, what's your third recommendation this week?
Well, this is a good one as well, because it's also free. You can catch this on the ABC service. So a nice one as well. It's a nice Australian comedy called Optics. This is the first season of this show. Not sure if there's going to be a second season, but I hope there is, because this is really smart and clever. Only six half-hour episodes, so you could easily knock this over in the weekend if you haven't seen it. And it's created and written and stars two wonderful female comics called Jenna Owen and Vic Zerbst. And they play two women working in a PR firm called Fritz and Randall. And it really just sends up the absurdity of PR, public relations, and everything that goes into it. Each episode sort of deals with a different aspect, a different client that's going through a thing. One of the main sort of running one is an AFL footballer who's, let's say, a bit wayward. But this is just really funny, really clever. I think these are two women, two-star women. Really enjoyed their presence in this show. And a running joke through the show is the Jenna Owen character is called Nicole Kidman, which every time she mentions her name, there's an eyebrows raised like, sorry, what's your name again? So really, really enjoyed this. Also a special turn from Charles Firth. He plays Ian Randall, one of the managing owners. And he is hilarious. He's pretty bad. He's pretty hopeless, but he's just really funny. So really enjoyed this. Good to see some clever Australian comedy. And ABC is one of the few places promoting that. So Optics, and you can watch all six episodes on ABC iView.
Great. Nice, good quality Australian comedy to watch on a nice Friday afternoon.
Definitely. And hopefully a season two, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, let's hope and cross our fingers, Wayne.
Yeah.
And what's your last recommendation for this week?
Well, I'm going to recommend three albums.
Oh, my goodness.
But here's the twist. It's three albums in one. Yes, it's a triple album. It's called Twilight Override, and it's by the great Jeff Tweedy. Now, it's rare these days to get a double album. It's even rarer that a triple album comes about. And Jeff Tweedy, if you don't know who he is, he's one of the great American singer-songwriters. He's the leader of the iconic American band Wilco. But he's also got a great solo career. And yes, he's given us a triple album, and I'm here to say it's absolutely excellent. There's really not many dud tracks. There's 30 songs in total, but it really just goes along beautifully. It's only 2 hours long, so I guess it's it'll take a while to sort of go through it, but it's definitely worth it. This is Tweedy's fifth solo album. He said he's inspired on a road trip, though, with his sons, who also play on the album. He was listening to Sandinista, the famous Clash triple album, and he was inspired to do one of his own. So he's 58 now, Tweedy, but he's not slowing down, and he's given us a triple album, and it's really wonderful. He's spoken about his feeling of America at the moment, a couple of quotes here. He feels a sense of decline. He also talks about the twilight of an empire. So it goes into some sort of social commentary. And as you'd sort of expect from Tweedy, Wilco, it's a mixture of country, mixture of Americana, mixture of rock, mixture of folk. There's some ballads here. There's some long jams, some really great rock tunes. And I find Tweedy's voice just extremely comforting. I always enjoy all his work. So it's a lot to digest, but I really recommend sinking your teeth into a triple album called Twilight Override by Jeff Tweedy.
Very, very nice, Wayne. This sounds like you really don't see many triple albums these days. So this is a very very meaty one for this week.
It's very rare. So yeah, so three albums in one, as I said.
Wonderful. All right, what song are you going to play us out on this week?
Let's go with Out in the Dark, one of the shortest songs. I think it's only about 3 minutes or so. Very laid back, soft, but featuring that earthy, wonderful Tweedy voice. So let's go with Out in the Dark.
Well, Wayne, that's another great set of recommendations from you again this week. Thank you so much for joining us on the show and giving us all your recommendations.
Sounds great, Cameron, and speak to you next week.
Speak to you next week. Have a good one.
See ya. Bye.